Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Gotta get a mask on your face, you know that, so how about a cool one? We got two to choose from at the Rock Shop. We got the KISW skull mask, and we got the KISW camo mask. They both look pretty good. And you got to get one for your face, for your friend's face, for your family's face, for anybody you got to buy a gift for's face. You know? Do it. Do it for America.
Do it.
KISW.com. That's where you go to get those masks. Buy them now. KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
To beat Migs, and it's time to turn up for tequila.
Charge out the line.
What? Tequila. Oh, all right.
Tequila.
Okay. Yeah.
On this Tuesday, I could use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not feeling it? No, that whole Mercury and retrograde thing. It's a legit thing, man.
I don't know if it is or it's just a really crappy Tuesday.
Well, it's a crappy Tuesday, but...
Did you put some crystals on your skull?
I did not.
That's
unfortunately, that was the problem. And Mercury in retrograde messes with technology, and let me tell you.
Oh, this is how they get you. See, your wife's got you believing this. I told my wife, I don't want to believe that. I'm not going to believe it. I don't care. Sometimes things just don't work on any day.
When they say it, and it's happening, and then it happens...
Email was down. The parking garage did not work.
Yes.
Yeah. And boom.
And other things.
It's Mercury
probably
retrograding.
Yeah. Don't. Because I listened to that for so many years of my life, and then finally my wife stopped telling me because I used to get so angry at her.
See, I'm not angry. I'm believing it now. So
you're a believer.
Yeah.
You're a believer now, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
F technology.
Did you put your crystal on your laptop?
I don't have a crystal, Steve. I need one.
We could get you some crystals.
Yeah. Need some crystals.
Sure.
Minerals.
Oh, I was just thinking like the dancers. They're not working right now.
All right, well,
it wasn't the crystal I was thinking of, but that's...
Yeah, give me a pair of crystals, and we'll see how that works out.
Oh, yeah. Try and sell that one to your wife.
Yeah.
Babe, I put a crystal on my head.
Well, I'm sure I'll get a text message in about 5 minutes.
There.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Dave in Bremerton. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out! Take that crystal with you.
Yeah. For those playing at home, Dave will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Dave, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Which car was the subject of the 2015 documentary A Faster Horse?
Mustang?
Yes. Which rapper had the 2005 hit song Gold Digger?
Kanye West.
Yes. What year did the Chernobyl disaster occur?
1988.
No.
84.
No.
Wow, 81?
No. What year in the early 80s did Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne marry?
81.
No.
80.
No.
82.
Yes. What facial feature is the Mona Lisa missing?
Eyebrows?
Yes. Who played Jack in the sitcom 30 Rock?
Oh, I know this. Pass.
Which U.S. state has the least rainfall?
Hawaii.
No.
Alaska.
No.
Oh, wow. Oregon.
No. What sin does John Doe address first in the movie Seven?
Sloth.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh, man. Wow. Dave was close to tip of his tongue for a lot of these.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, the tip doesn't get it done.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Context and phrasing. I think I'll save that one for later.
Phrasing.
My goodness. Steve.
Hi. I just love it. Walking in, first text I see is astrology is bullcrap, dude. Next one. Astrology and horoscopes are stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when it works, it works. I don't know. When I explain something, it'll work out for you.
That's why people, you know, people always want to have faith in something.
Yeah.
It's one hope, man.
Yeah.
They just want faith and hope. And so
I want something to blame.
You know, I've had great conversations with astrologers who go, I don't understand how people can believe in God the way they've been, you know, in all these different religions. I go,
but the stars are different, man.
As you're walking around with your ephemeris. Okay, great.
I mean, to quote the great philosopher Bret Michaels, you just want something to believe in.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
I know. Nobody really gives him credit.
Believe in.
Nobody gives him credit, man.
There's
being
a Lord above.
One of the prophets of our time.
That's right.
Are you ready, Steve?
Oh, yeah!
Which car was the subject of the 2015 documentary A Faster Horse?
Mustang.
Yes. What rapper had the 2005 hit song Gold Digger?
Oh, Kanye.
Yes.
Everybody, that is best.
What year did the Chernobyl disaster occur?
What year?
Yeah.
1969.
No.
Good luck to you.
1989.
No.
Chernobyl. 1980.
No. What year in the early 80s did Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne marry?
81.
No.
82.
Yes.
That's right.
What facial feature is the Mona Lisa missing?
Ear.
No.
Ear. Nose.
No.
Ears.
No.
No.
Finger?
No.
Mouth.
Yeah, no.
She's missing a mouth.
Oh, dear. Who played Jack in the sitcom 30 Rock?
Oh, John Lithgow.
No.
What? Well, that's 30 Rock from the Sun. Oh, crap. I'm going to go Jimmy Fallon.
No.
I don't know. Ron Swanson.
No. Wow. Which U.S. state has the least rainfall?
U.S. state has the least rainfall. Washington.
No.
Oregon.
No.
Arizona.
Good God, no. Hey, Steve.
Nevada.
Yes. Way too late. You lose 4-3.
Oh, nice job, Dave.
Wow, Dave. Good job, buddy.
That's a surprise.
Blame the crystals.
Nice.
That is fantastic.
Well, Mercury
thanks for
was
playing,
in,
buddy.
Yeah, Mercury was in retrograde for Steve there.
Yeah, that was.
Nice.
There's our boy Leo.
What a good guy.
Oh, yeah. You know what was impressing me about Steve?
What's that?
All of his wrong answers did come from the same network of television shows. I give him credit.
Huh?
Well, when he was trying to get the 30 Rock, all of his answers were actors that were on shows that were on NBC. So I give him credit because so was 30 Rock.
I'm brand loyal.
Yeah, he really
Peacock
is.
Peacock for life.
Yeah.
Does anybody know who Jack was on 30 Rock?
Was that Alec Baldwin?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it surely was.
Never watched that show.
Oh, really?
No.
I didn't watch a whole lot of it, but every time I did, it was fun.
Yeah, they had good moments.
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah. What year did the Chernobyl disaster occur?
I would not know.
Really?
I mean, the 80s sometime, right?
Yes, it was the 80s.
It 86?
Was 86, yes, 1986.
Oh, Steve, you were so close, except you only needed 10 guesses.
Well, you know. Eventually you're going to get it if you keep guessing.
That's right. Like with the Mona Lisa, you figured out it was the eyebrows eventually. Did you say eyebrows?
No, he didn't.
Oh, no, never
mind. Thanks for giving him the answer.
Well, Dave got it right, so that was why.
Wow. I did not know that.
I said facial features, so I love it when you guess ears.
It's why she looks weird.
Ears are on a face.
No, they're on a head.
Yeah. The ears are not part of your face, dude.
I feel like they are.
Dude.
They stick out enough. If you said draw a face... Are you going to include the ears?
No.
The
no.
If you, no. If I you just say face, I'm not going to.
I could draw a face without even drawing a head. Just draw the eyes, nose, and mouth.
Come on. Like, who's doing that? Now you're just being contrarian.
Oh, well, at least he used the right word.
Big word there, yeah.
See, why are you drawing a face?
Because he wants to prove his point. Look, on the head, what do you put outside of the face? The ears.
It's still on the drawing of the face.
I'm basing it off the Joker in the comics when he cut off his own face. He didn't cut off his ears. He just cut off his face.
I just love that Steve drew something and, like, this proves my point. I just did something.
Yes. Can we put that on the fridge in the break room?
Yeah. You know what?
That's a great piece of art.
Let me finish it.
Yeah. Oh, really? No, you got the ears. That's all you need.
You know what? It's unfinished. It's fine.
It's like the Mona Lisa. You got no eyebrows there, so that's nice.
Oh, I did that in honor of your question.
Well, thank you.
According to Wikipedia, ears are considered part of the face.
Yeah, really? What does Wikipedia know?
Well, I want to go to Encyclopedia Britannica. I'm done with Wikipedia.
Go to Encyclopedia Britannica.
Actually, there's a big argument, apparently. Reddit has a whole thread. Help settle an argument. Are ears considered part of the face?
Put it up on Twitter. We'll do our own.
Yeah, do a poll.
Wow, I can't believe this was always a thing. I never thought of ears as part of the face, but if biologically I'm proven wrong, I will stand corrected.
And if you need a picture for reference for that tweet, here you go.
Yeah, use that one right there. There was one question you did not get to that Dave did not get correct. What sin does John Doe address first in the movie Seven?
Gluttony.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Nice job.
Yeah, good job.
What did he do?
The gluttony one was I think it was the lawyer who ate too much and his stomach burst.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was he eating?
I don't know.
What was he eating?
I don't know for sure, but probably something meat-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I remember the plate. I think it was like a Thanksgiving dinner or something.
I was just being a Weisenheimer. I did not think that gluttony would be the actual answer.
Well, I mean, it's
one of them. Why not?
Yeah, you got one in seven guesses there.
It's probably the one that's... I feel like all of us do it. Like, if you had to pick the one that most people do, you know, like...
Not that coworker we had that eats to live, not lives to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that coworker is, he's, I don't know what's wrong
with
him.
He's a great guy.
I don't know why he's not a glutton. He should be.
Congratulations to Dave on beating Steve.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Dave. I got a song. And now we go to Ireland because there's a woman over there in Ireland who got escorted off a flight after she refused to wear a mask and then caused a huge scene.
Nice.
Hi.
I love these stories.
Yeah, there's a video of her storming off the plane, intentionally coughing on people, and yelling that it's not a big deal because everybody dies eventually.
Everybody dies, you know that? Everybody dies. If it's with corona or not, everybody dies.
Everybody hurts, not everybody dies. And she got the song wrong.
Everybody hurts. Sometimes. That sucks, though, that she's actually coughing on everybody. Like, I didn't kick her off the plane. What do you got to cough on me for?
It's like people are just having meltdowns over the dumbest stuff.
Dude, that's it. People are out of their minds.
And on the planes, it seems like it just gets like... It just gets even like lifted up to a whole other level.
Well, planes, planes will give you stress and tension anyway.
Right, because people have anxiety as it is on planes.
Yeah, so you're getting to see humans. Humans, as much as we like to be cool and want to always, come from our highest place, we still got that lizard brain that will kick in and just make us go crazy, as we will act like animals. So it's good to know.
That's why I don't fly EasyJet. Because I never heard of it up until today, and also because I got crazies like that on the plane.
Yeah, man.
It's not just in the United States that people are losing their minds over masks.
Yeah, I can empathize because currently my wife is having an issue. She does not like those masks. Masks are tough for her, so she's like, I'm gonna have to wear this for 2 hours. I got to figure this out. Like she really has.
Why don't
issues.
She get one of those cool welder's things that you wear?
Well, that's exactly what I did.
Nice.
Yeah, the trouble is that I told her you're going to have to get like a neck gaiter, which is at least because they sometimes want more than just a welder's mask on the plane. Oh, defense.
What about a neck crocodile?
A neck crocodile will work in a pinch. I think a gator is what you got to have.
What about, I've seen now they've got ones that they're like plastic masks. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't.
It's like just goes over the mouth, but it's like your plastic shield, but it just goes over the mouth.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's weird because when you like see someone from afar, you're just like, oh, they're not wearing a mask. Okay. Like you just get so used to not seeing people wearing masks in stores when you don't. You're like, whoa. And then as you get closer, you're like, something's weird with her mouth. And then you realize, oh, no, it's this plastic shield that's over their mouth.
Oh, that's interesting.
Weird.
Yeah. It's like an upside down visor.
I wonder why that's better. For somebody like, I mean, I get why you'd
they
wear some.
Just don't like the fabric on their face.
So this sticks out a little
bit. You can see their lips.
Yeah.
So it'll help with like ADA and people who are hard of hearing.
I can appreciate that. Let me tell you. I somebody came up to me yesterday, said, hey, BJ. And I, first of all, couldn't hear him very well because they had the mask and the mask covered their face and I did not recognize him by their eyes. So I'm like, I have no idea who this person is.
Yeah, I've had that happen recently where someone I ran into at a store and I was just like, it took me forever. A, because they had like a weird mask, and in a fun way, but it was like, I'm like, what the hell is that? And then all of a sudden, like, the more you talk to them, you realize, oh, okay, yeah, I do know you.
Yeah. So it's bad for me. And it feels so bad because I'm like, wow, they recognize me right off the bat. I must just be, you know, the ugliness must come out no matter what I have on.
No, it's the eyes, man. It's those eyes we talked earlier. It's those Gary Ridgway eyes.
It's those Gary Ridgway eyes.
I'm glad that you knew what I was saying.
I did too. Wow.
Yeah. The town of South Nyack, New York. Do you know where that is? I don't know where that is, Steve.
My answer, anytime I don't know where someone somewhere is in New York, I say it's either upstate or it's in Long Island.
There we go.
South, let's see. I feel like that's like a Long Island.
And I love how you downstaters don't know that there's upstate, then there's western. Because you guys never say western New York, because western's different than upstate.
Rockland County.
Oh, I don't even know where that is.
It's either, no, I think that's like Long Island-ish area.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they got a hiking trail there at South Nyack. And on the hiking trail, they got a sign that talks about the history of the area. And if you scan the QR code, you can read more about it. Trouble is, though, is the code links to something else. Here's what pops up when you scan the code. Oh, that's funny. I love that. People getting Rickrolled.
I love that they're doing a 10-year-old joke to their hikers.
Well, you know, the government, you know how they got, they're a little behind. Still, it's fun, though. I would laugh if I scanned that. Well, let me learn a little bit more about this trail I'm on.
This seems like an episode of Parks and Rec. Like, that's another something that they would come up with.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. I guess it's historical.
Rick Astley is a historical person.
He surely is. All right, well, you know, it's not all bad, Steve, of what's going on with the pandemic. Like you said, people are going crazy. The woman coughing on the plane, telling everybody they're going to die. There is a new poll that found out that a third of us actually have fallen into at least one good habit because of the pandemic. It's not all about the quarantine 15. Good stuff happens, too.
Yeah, I don't cough on people anymore.
Oh, good job.
Danny, I said there too.
So I've got the list here. Let's see if there's anything good that's happened in your lives that maybe on this list. What's the one good thing that's happened? A good habit.
I've actually lost weight during this pandemic.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've lost actually 20 pounds. And
what?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down to 230. I was at 250.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
20 pounds? Jeez, you lucky duck.
And most of it was because of drinking a lot of water.
That's number one.
Yeah, I've been chugging so much water, and it's really annoying.
Good old Rev the water chugger.
Yep.
He likes to chug.
What about washing hands? I feel like I'm washing my hands more.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm looking, and it's not on the list because I guess people did at least wash their hands.
Or using a hand sanitizer more. Like, I leave a store, and it's like the first thing I do. I go through so many bottles. I had one bottle I went for like years. Now I go through like bottles a week.
See, I don't know if that's a good habit. That's just a necessary thing with the pandemic.
That's a good point.
You know?
Well, in my wife's eyes, it's a good habit.
Well, that's because your wife always
wanted. She's a germaphobe.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's not on the list as the top 10 things that are good habits that people have adopted because of the pandemic. So, Danny, you got one?
What about calling family and friends more?
Ah, well, how about spending more time with your immediate family? That works as number six on the list.
Yeah, I feel for me, especially at the beginning, you know, the first few months, like I did more Zoom hangouts with people that I hadn't talked to in probably 2 years than I had like any time recently. And it's kind of like waned off recently, but I still like to check in with people, make sure they're doing all right.
I want to say that Danny does really well with these lists because I skipped over number two, which actually is exactly what you're saying, Danny. Number two is staying in better contact with friends and family.
So, nice.
Danny does well on these lists, I have to say.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Good job, Danny.
You get a gold star.
Vicky, I think Marie Kondo would like this number three.
Yeah, I've been definitely doing a lot more organizing, cleaning, and decluttering.
Yeah, that's number three.
My wife's all into the containers now. Like, there's some show she watched with, like, the container life. I don't know what the hell.
Oh, I don't know. That's a show I think I want to watch. I love containers.
Honestly, it does help declutter the home. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Whatever. Okay, fine. Get your containers. But man, oh man, it does feel a lot cleaner and a lot, like, organized in our house. But I got to say, what the hell with this Marie Kondo chick, man?
Oh, wait, now she's invaded your life?
We watched one episode. Dude, I mean, at one point she's like, okay, now say goodbye to the shirt.
Yeah.
Shut the come on.
You gotta say goodbye to that shirt. You have
goodbye
to.
Goodbye shirt.
Does it let it go? Joy?
Dude, no, that show did not spark joy.
You're willing to
that
believe
show
that
stunk.
You're willing to believe Mercury's in retrograde, but
no,
you're not willing to say
about Mercury.
Oh, okay.
Mercury in retrograde.
Okay. Oh, that's it. Oh no. Oh yeah, we have Metron.
Mercury in retrograde.
Mercury in Metroid. A great game. You got to play it.
I know. I thought that was silly too. No, this Marie Kondo show is dumb.
Don't sell it to Vicky. You're selling Vicky's life.
Does it get better after episode one? Because episode one was just.
It's about just respecting your articles of clothing. And I'm going to be the first to say it is really silly, but I'm like, I've gotten rid of a lot of crap thanks to her, so it worked.
But did you say goodbye to everything you were getting rid of? Do you sit there on your chair and hold your shirt and say goodbye, shirt?
She texted it goodbye because she has a hard time with competition.
I'm ghosting all of my clothes.
Yeah.
See, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't listen to her, though, because she says you can only have like 20 or 30 books, and I have like over 100 comic books.
So
I don't listen fully.
Well, comic books don't count, right, boys?
No, they don't.
No.
Here's the thing. It's got to be, it depends, like, Steve, you may not have an emotional connection to your clothes like some people do.
Well, I love my clothes.
Not enough to say goodbye to them, apparently. I mean, you're just going to kick them right out.
I'm not going to say goodbye to something that's not real.
Then you don't love it. Well, your
clothes are real, man.
It's not alive.
Is there anything in your life, though, that you would have a hard time letting go that you could see actually saying goodbye to because you know you got to get rid of it even though, because you don't use it,
your drums.
You love it?
No.
Okay.
No, there's zero emotion. I mean, there's emotional attachment because I love them and I have had great memories, but the moment I sell them, I'm not going to like be at Guitar Center and be like, Black Ludwigs.
I'm not surprised, though.
We've had some good times. I'm going to miss you, but that Red Ludwig set is bigger and better.
Danny, let's be honest. It's Steve.
Okay.
Even if he left us, I don't think he'd say goodbye.
Oh, I know he wouldn't.
Yeah, he doesn't talk. I mean, you know.
Dude, we had neighbors that we really liked, and we realized we just kind of like packed up and left, and we hadn't said goodbye to them.
Oh, you did? Really? That's a shock.
They're like our favorite people. We always look forward to running into them on the walk. So
yeah.
Josh and his lady, like, goodbye.
Yeah, they meant a lot to you. Them and your shirt.
We look for them, but like, you know, what are you going to do?
Say
we
goodbye.
Had to get out. So we're going to go maybe walk around our old development and hopefully run into them again.
You're not going to do that.
No, we will because we like the development and we like them.
Okay.
But like, it was just like, well, it's time to leave. Like, what are we supposed to wait around till they get done with work?
Yeah.
Like, it's time for us to get out of this house. And
that's just you. I'm not sure you're much of a goodbye person.
No, I mean, I'll see you again at some point.
Probably.
Well, if you have that mindset, you know, you'll never say goodbye to anybody. All right.
I'm not going to say goodbye to my clothes.
All right.
This Marie Kondo thing. I thought I was like all excited to watch it because everyone talks about it. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be the show.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't like this show.
And even my wife was just like, what are we watching?
Oh. Well, your wife is probably, she already knows this stuff, doesn't she? She's not a cluttered person, is she?
No, but she likes watching shows that are like about cleaning and home repairs and home. We just watched some new show on Netflix like called like My Home Makeover thing. I don't know. It's some.
It sounds like it's one of your favorite new shows.
It was dumb.
There we go.
I liked it, but it was dumb.
Yeah. You need it. I think you have it. Do you get a turn to pick shows now? Because I think that Marie.
Dream
Home Makeover.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it lost me when one woman started just crying. I was just like, what are we crying about? Like, it's.
It's her dream.
You know what? I don't know
twice?
If you're. Yeah.
Cry twice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is a lot.
Well, don't watch Star Trek Discovery then, because they cry a lot in that show.
Well, they get in their cabin or their cockpit remade or something.
Yeah, seriously. You think so?
The Enterprise.
With as much crying that goes on in that show, you think Marie Kondo was telling them to say goodbye to everything.
Oh, man. Someone said eating better. That's definitely something.
Well, Rev talked about that, too. And I'm looking. It's funny.
Yeah. Well, Rev, are you eating better or are you just drinking water?
Yes, actually eating better as well.
Eating better is not on this list, which is really wild to me. I'm looking on this. You, Steve, going on walks. It doesn't say goodbye to neighbors, but going on walks is nice. That's on the list. Just drinking more water and staying hydrated is on the list. That's what Rev said attributed to him losing 20 pounds.
Yeah, and eating so many vegetables.
Number four is very interesting because it is a problem that a lot of people have. I think when you don't go places, don't get to do things, this naturally makes this a little easier for you. You know, you can't go and do things and you can't, you know, go out and go to concerts and attend events because there's a cost to all those.
Saving money.
That's it. People are better with their money because of this.
I feel like some people are going broke because they're buying more alcohol.
I was going to say, even like Steve and I yesterday had a conversation about like, man, I just want to buy something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even need anything. I just want to go online and buy stuff.
Ooh. Straight up. I bought some really stupid things.
You ever have like it's like a stress purchase. Like, and I don't know if it was like stress. It was more like a boredom purchase. Like, I'm looking at Danny. I'm like, I just can't control this urge to want to buy something.
Yeah.
Well, you know, from the world of psychology, it means you have to sit with that and go inside and have your own journey and walk about don't give in to the desire to numb yourself with buying things.
Nah, boring.
I'm just trying to buy a Kraken hat. I didn't need to go like psychological on it.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. But if you don't say goodbye to your neighbors and you buy Kraken hats, oh, yeah, you need to really think about things.
What if I buy them Kraken hats and leave them at their doorstep?
Aw.
See? Looking always for a workaround, aren't you? Always a workaround.
Had to get Kraken.
Yeah.
Nice knowing you.
That's nice knowing you.
Okay. I will buy the Kraken hat if you go up to every one of your neighbors
please.
And do that.
Please. All right.
Yeah.
I have like 170 neighbors to do this to.
Okay. Well, if you're going to go up and say, I get Kraken to everybody.
Well, I'm leaving a note.
Oh, no. You're doing it in person with the hat. You're giving him the hat. There's no leaving a note. This is you're going to go up there with your face and go, I had to get Kraken. Here's your hat. Oh, yeah. You got to do it that way.
You're like, who the F are you?
Exactly.
What does it matter? You're getting a free hat.
Here's a hat. Okay. I have to do this.
Snapback. So it'll fit you.
Okay. We got a 102-year-old woman who just fulfilled a lifelong dream of jumping out of a plane. Yeah, you're going to hear from her at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We got a Maryland woman who fulfilled a long-time dream by going skydiving for the first time in her life. And she is 102 years old. I always joke about that. Like, hey, I'm 102. Leave me alone. I'm an old guy. She literally is 102 and wanted to go skydiving.
Right. Like, if you're 102, you're probably just going to want to watch more Star Trek.
Exactly. That's all I'm going to want to
do. You're not going to be like, I want to jump out of a plane.
But here's the thing. Vivian Bailey is a badass. Okay. That's why she's, I mean, this is, she was in World War II. She was a veteran. And she's being featured on the American Heroes Channel's Honor Flight Heroes segment that they have. And she was asked by producers if there was a bucket list item that she'd never crossed off. And she said skydiving.
Wow.
And
I'm looking at the video, man. It's crazy just to see her right there in the tandem.
I would never have put her at 102, though.
No.
Not at all. I mean,
like 90? 85?
Yeah, I would say mid-80s. So, I mean, still mid-80s and you're 102. That's pretty amazing. That's what I would have thought. And she said she was inspired by President George H.W. Bush going skydiving when he was 90 years old. And that's where she thought, well, man,
if this old son of a gun can do it, so can I.
So, she said skydiving was previously only a dream. And, you know, how about this? She couldn't afford the $300 that it cost for a tandem jump, which it is amazing to think that some people go, yeah, I'd like to do something, but I just don't have that kind of money. You know, you just take for granted sometimes. Because, I mean, people spend $300 like this, not even thinking about it. Like, they would have just done it a long time ago, a lot of Americans. But Vivian's like, look, man, I just can't do it. So these guys said, we will cover the cost.
That's cool.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did. And so Vivian did take the jump, and here she is talking about it.
I'm going to do a skydive. Sometimes it's called a tandem jump.
Well, you're an inspiration to all of us, so thank you.
The fact that a person at that age could do the jump.
Are you nervous, honey?
Probably a little bit. Now, you push me out before you come out.
If you want to go on an adventure, but I think we should go together.
I felt like I was tumbling. Just for a minute. Then I thought, no, somebody's holding on to me. It was wonderful. A real thrill. Thankful that I made a safe landing.
One text was like, it's all 102. Just throw me out of the plane. No parachute. Chris.
That's just amazing. What a life, though. You know, I mean, a world, I mean, talk about just like all the things that she's seen in her life at 102 years old.
Dude,
just amazing.
How about this, though? Like, not only was she doing that, that's pretty cool, but apparently they're naming a park after her in Maryland. Like, it's going to be called the Vivian C. Millie Bailey Park, and that's going to be, that's opened up already.
Yeah. Well, you know, a World War II veteran. Awesome. You know, that's amazing, too, because it was one thing to have men have to go off to war and serve in some way, shape, or form. But for women, man, that was extreme. And here she is. She's a vet.
But how often, I mean, sadly, it would usually take someone passing away for them to be like, we're going to name a park after her. Like, the backstory of Millie is awesome. That'd be really cool and all that. But, like, she's still allowed to be able to experience that moment. Like, they say, like, she's allowed to get her flowers. Because a lot of times you don't get them because people wait till you die to do nice things for you.
You're right. That is nice. I'd like to see more of that, where people get memorialized while they're alive.
What would be even better is if she skydived and landed in the park.
Ooh. Ah, see, they should have come to you.
This is my park.
I don't know if she's going to do the point thing to the crotch, but okay.
Okay, she can point to like her face.
Okay, that would have been,
thumbs up. I don't know, whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, you know, to pull a Marshawn Lynch is what she's supposed to do when she lands. Is that the idea?
Grabbing my ding-ding.
All right, fair enough.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, a 102-year-old woman fulfilled a long-time dream by going skydiving for the first time in her life. So, based on this, we want to know, what is a long-time dream of yours that you have yet to do? Or maybe you did finally get it accomplished. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is a long-time dream of yours that you have yet to do? Or maybe you finally did get to accomplish it? We'll take your calls, your texts, after Rage on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A 102-year-old woman fulfilled a long-time dream by going skydiving for the first time in her life. Based on this, what is a long-time dream of yours that you have yet to do? Or maybe you've actually had a long-time dream that you finally got to accomplish. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Ryan in Puyallup. Ryan, you are on the Rock.
BJ Shea!
Who cares?
All right, Ryan, did you get to accomplish it, or are you still waiting on it?
Well, I accomplished it, and then I got my butt kicked.
All right, what did you always want to do?
So, up in Whistler, they have a mountain bike park during the summertime. You get to go up and, you know, use a chairlift and ride all you want, right?
All right.
Since I was, you know, I'm in my 20s, I had dreamed of doing this.
So the chairlift takes you to the top of the mountain, then you ride down.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Just like the chairlift when you're skiing, but, you know, you're using your mountain bike instead. So I finally take the opportunity to go up there with my brother. And it's an expensive trip, 8-hour drive. You know, it's a big deal. I didn't get to, you know, I've never been able to do it. Get up there, about 20 minutes worth of riding in, take a corner wrong, wreck, and break 3 ribs.
Oh,
man.
Oh, damn, dude.
So, you know, half hour riding and then 6 months of, you know, recovering. So, yeah, it's an expensive waste of time.
And I mean, before that happened, were you enjoying yourself? Because you're going downhill, and I got to be thinking you got to be careful because you're really going downhill.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. I mean, for me, I'm not a fast. You know, I'm not good at going fast. So yeah, it was probably not a good idea, but it was a good time.
So how soon into that did you realize this was a bad idea?
It was, you know, the first green hill, you're like, yeah, I don't know. This is my life, right? You know? So it wasn't too long into it that I regretted it.
But it's like the point of no return. You're like, well, I'm screwed. I gotta do this.
Whoa. And you said you were in your 20s when you had this dream. How old are you now when this happened?
42.
This is a game for the young, isn't it?
Yeah. It was, you know, you see all these kids just flying down the hill, you're like, yeah, sure, it looks like fun. Not so much.
Yeah, I'm not that I can, look. I can't throw stones because, granted, I would never want to do something like that. But there were things that I thought, oh, I can still do it. Whatever I did in my 20s when I was in my 40s, and yeah, man. And then finally the 50s, when you get into, you know, like their late 50s, you realize, you know what? I think I can't do what I used to do in my 20s. You finally have that realization, but it takes a long time.
It's like that, falling down hurts more now.
And I'm happy I didn't have to get broken ribs to be able to find that lesson out. But you did, well. Congratulations,
I guess. Yeah, I don't bounce as well as I used to.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a man.
What's like the one I've always dreamt of, and I know I'm never going to do it. But I always thought it'd be really cool, like in the movies, to jump out of a moving car and do that whole rolling thing.
Oh,
like sometimes when I'm in a car and driving shotgun, that thought pops into my head, like, what if I just jump out right now?
Yeah.
How? But also, like, it will freak my friend out if I did that.
Just a bit.
Right. But also, it would be awesome if I could do it, like, in the movies. But I know I couldn't. And it's not worth the broken body parts.
Yeah. I've never had that one.
Unless like we're driving by like a ball pit. Then maybe I could do it then.
Oh, drive into a ball pit. Yeah. Well, nowadays, though, with COVID, are you sure you want to do that? That could be more scary.
A freshly sanitized ball pit.
Okay. So, well, we have to find a freshly sanitized ball pit and line how much stretch of a freeway so that you can jump out and still be safe.
I mean, it's got to be several miles because it's going to take a while to just hype myself up for this.
All right, Vicky, you know what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life.
I'm sure in Vegas they have this. They have everything.
Oh, they have a ball pit that you can jump into.
I see your son's in the room speaking of Vegas.
All right.
Joey D's Nuts.
Yeah, we're looking for a longtime dream of yours that you finally accomplished. Did you accomplish something, Joe, that I don't know about?
No, this is a dream I've always had. I want to be in a Marvel movie.
Oh.
Okay.
Do you want to be a walk-on, or you actually want to be a somebody?
All right, well, I'd want to be a star, like be a Captain America, but I don't think I'd look very good in spandex. I don't really got the body for that.
You've been hiking. I think you could do it.
I could pull it off. I could be that average dude, like, you know, Hawkeye or something.
All right, yeah, Hawkeye's always that poor Hawkeye.
Or you could play one of the superheroes that are on, like, the strip in Vegas, and then one of the real superheroes runs into the guy dressed as him.
Oh, that's perfect. I'd be the distraction.
You're like, this is the guy that's, like, trying to make $2 off of everybody from taking a picture with them.
That's a great idea, actually. That is a way for an overweight guy like myself to get in these movies.
Right. Like, you're kind of like the superhero on a bender.
Yeah.
I kind of like that because it combines my love of Vegas, my love of drinking, and my inability to actually save anyone's life.
Right. And you don't have to be a good actor at that point either.
And I can talk to all the lovely ladies down there.
And I love that your dream involves, like, you've done no acting lessons.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever accomplish the dream, Steve, but I might be able to be that, like, guy that they try to save in the movie, you know, gets thrown around a bit, maybe doesn't make it at the end. You know, I could be that guy.
Yeah. Your dream is mine. Your dream is similar to mine. And I had two shots at mine, at least in my brain, I think I did. And that was be on a Star Trek show. And I didn't have to be a star. If I could just be a walk-on or something. And the first time it happened, it almost happened, but I won second place. That Bob Rivers, he's the one that took first place from me.
Good morning, BJ.
Yeah, he got to be on Star Trek Enterprise. The second one, gosh, I wish I was more of a schmuck. You know, I really, because the second...
You know, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah, here we go. Maybe a glom...
I don't know if you could be more of a schmuck.
What do you call it? Something that likes to glom on? Because I thought my second opportunity might happen because I went and took Simon Pegg to a baseball game.
So you were hoping that something good would come of that? Doing a nice deed for somebody?
I mean, I was doing a nice deed, but I thought, man, here's why I thought something good could come out of it. At the beginning, I didn't think so. But the way Nick Frost responded to me getting him a foot-long hot dog, like I was running around getting him stuff. So when I brought him a foot-long hot dog, as they're both sitting at an American baseball game, and which was a dream of both of theirs, they really were so stoked that we were taking him to a game. I thought, wow, Simon, maybe he might return the favor and maybe put me in a Star Trek, like as a walk-on.
Typical dude, showing the wiener, right, going for a little bit more.
That's exactly what I was doing.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first person that gave someone a footlong and got into a movie.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I was not going to ever ask, but I thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool if he said, hey, man, if you could ever get over here, we'll give you a walk-on, figuring that we do a show, there could be publicity. I put this in my head, but
created a whole scenario.
But I didn't have the courage to ask. I bet if I asked, maybe Simon could have done something, but I didn't want to be that guy.
Well, just do it during an interview next time. Just bring it up.
Like, it's too late now. I don't even know if they're going to do any more movies with him in them anymore. So, I mean, I had my opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go. You gave him that foot long for nothing.
And he wrote the last Star Trek movie. Like, he had more involvement.
You could have been Kirk.
I could have been Kirk. I could have actually been Kirk in that movie.
Well, I think about, like the one that's the ultimate dream that came true. I always would dream as a drummer, like, one day someone's going to pull me up on stage. I'm going to get to play with them. And it kind of happened. Well, it did happen with some of the pilots. But it didn't happen how I dreamt it. Like, the way I dreamt it was
I thought that time I went to the Fish concert, like Ted and I dressed up as Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, what if they see us and they decide to pull us up on stage and then I can tell them, hey, I know how to play drums, and then Bert would be playing drums with Fish. I thought that would be the ultimate. That was like my dream.
That would be cool.
That would be amazing.
The funny part was like we were dancing behind him in a suite, and their lighting guy spotted us, and he put the spotlight on us. So like the entire Key Arena is watching Bert and Andy do like Bert and Ernie.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Andy was around somewhere.
Elmo was there too. Our buddy Sean was Elmo, and we're all doing like the wiggle dance like you do at like a Fish show. Like you're not really dancing, but you just kind of like, I'm really messed up and I'm just kind of moving my body.
Yeah. Yeah, Bert and Ernie all wiggled up.
Oh, that would have been the best thing ever if all of a sudden Bert and Ernie jumped up on stage with Fish.
Well,
didn't happen.
It didn't happen, man. And unfortunately, you know, you had to settle for drumming for Stone Temple Pilots. That's sad. Boy, your life is, you're right, dude. You got robbed.
I mean, it was okay, I guess.
I guess.
And by okay, it was like the greatest memory of my entire life.
Can't believe
it. Childbirth and stuff.
You put that in there. The stuff, I guess, would be what? Your wife and marriage?
It's all encompassing.
Yes. Oh, it's all encompassing. Yeah. Okay, good job.
Childbirth and stuff.
And stuff, yeah.
That's the things that would upset my wife if she didn't. If she heard me say that Stone Temple Pilots was the greatest thing that ever happened.
I'm sure her being relegated to the... That's like and the rest. And, you know, eventually they had to give Professor and Marianne. You just called your wife stuff, basically, in the first Gilligan's Island
next
song.
Next season, she'll get her due.
So next season, she'll get to have her name mentioned. Okay, great.
Fair.
And stuff.
Oh, it's Steve's
Isle.
You know, I don't really have any dreams. I think my biggest was the same one. I don't anymore. I think the biggest dream that I had was the same kind of as Steve, is getting pulled up to play guitar with one of my favorite bands. And that happened when I was in high school. So I peaked in high school, guys.
Yeah.
It's all downhill after that, Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
You're not the first to peak in high school. So congratulations to you.
The Ataris pulled me up. I played guitar on San Dimas and I was really excited about it. I mean, and that was like, this is my moment.
But you're right. I think anyone who's ever played a musical instrument at some point had that stupid pipe dream that one day you'll get pulled up on stage.
And that's pretty amazing that for you and Danny that happened.
And then like our buddy Kyle, you know, Kyle Court, like he got pulled up, him and Mike, the drummer of Superfecta, when they were kids, they got pulled up on stage to play with Green Day.
That's so awesome.
Wow.
At the Key Arena.
I'm not sure I knew that.
Well, because Green Day does that. They do that all the time. Yeah. Every show, they'll pull somebody on stage, but one time it was him and the odds of them being bandmates. And then they get pulled up and they get to play on stage with Green Day. It was pretty freaking cool.
That is trippy that they ended up being bandmates.
Both of them were pulled up on stage, yeah.
And it's really funny, too, because I've seen a couple of Green Day shows where they're like, who knows how to play drums? And then they pull somebody up and they put him behind the drums and they do not know how to play drums.
And I think that's what happened with them. I think the original person that was supposed to play the drums did not, or guitar, one or the other. And Billy Joel was like, get off the effing stage. Like, he's like, you don't know how to play. And then they pulled up one of the other guys and it turned out to be Kyle and Mike.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
And then it's all downhill after that. You're right, Danny.
Yeah.
Like, why do we keep playing music?
I don't know.
Why? Well, I'm waiting for my opportunity.
To play with Green Day? It'll happen.
Yeah. You need to, like, learn an instrument.
You know
first.
What? That would be the thing. Instead of me getting what I want, they'd pull me on stage. There you go.
Yeah, what if Simon Pegg's like, BJ, I can't help you with that, but my friend Billy said he'll put you up on stage. Exactly.
Do you know how to play guitar?
Can you play three chords?
And how about I be the guy going, I don't want this, Billy, no! And he's like, come on, I'm on stage. I'm Simon and Rachel. Right. No, I don't want this.
Come on, play Longview. I want to be Kirk.
Come on! I want to be Kirk. All right, here's a question. What does Kurt Cobain... / and Robert Plant have in common? Ooh, I'm going to tell you, it's 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But if the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases, and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.